My Uncle Julius. The only one in the family with any rhythm. He was our Fred Astaire. Julius was my mother's brother, a truly handsome man who became my role model. He wasn't like my parents. He wasn't married. He didn't seem to want to get married. He got a big kick out of life and truly relished it. He was always dating a different woman. They were always full of life, and they were all stunning. I will never forget a picture he had in his Upper East Side apartment, which was the place to be in the early 60s. It was of him dancing with a beautiful woman. He spent his weekends in places with exotic names like Tanglewood. They don't use this word anymore, but the man was dapper. Having served in World War II, he hated the Vietnam War. "These guys are so full of shit," he would say. At 19, he had fought in the Battle of the Bulge, but he'd never talk about it. Julius was among the troops that had marched into and liberated Paris. That's something he would talk about. Paris was good, he would say. Really good. Julius always had a great car, a Jaguar or a Mercedes. We had a Ford Fairlane. There is no comparison. He was an optometrist, and he was cool. How, you ask, can an optometrist be cool? I'm still not sure, but he pulled it off. And if an optometrist could be cool, so could I. I was already halfway there. I was already wearing eyeglasses. Junior High. If there is a hell, it is modeled after junior high. Junior high was a huge transition for me. First, there were breasts. Of all shapes and sizes, as far as the eye could see, lovely, wondrous breasts. Elementary school had not prepared me for breasts. I was overwhelmed. And it didn't help that I had no cool. I was completely devoid of it. Nowadays, being devoid of cool seems to actually make you cool. Back then, it made you square. For a time, I was a square squared. My mother dressed me in irregular clothing, and my pants were always way, way, way too baggy. When I asked why were they so big, my mother, as God is my witness, replied, "Because you have a big crotch." If this was the case, none of the girls in my class ever took note. Maybe because the top button of my shirt was always buttoned, and I wore big tortoiseshell glasses. So I looked like a dump truck in heat. Luckily, I had a friend named Ray who set me straight. One day he pulled me aside and said, "You're a borderline asshole, you know that?" "Just borderline," I replied. "You're salvageable." "Where do I start salvaging? What should I do?" "For starters, unbutton your top button." I did, and I could breathe. Blood rushed to my head. I could feel my cool rising. "That's it?" I asked. "There's more. Stop being so eager to please. You don't have to answer every question a teacher asks." "I don't?" "You are the king of the brown nosers. It's like you're constantly showing off, and nobody likes a show off. You're smart. People know that. Stop worrying so much. You'll get good grades." It took some effort, but I found my hand going up less frequently. This was not an earth-shaking moment in my life, but it changed the way I saw things. I began to look less and less for the approval of authority figures. Between this and loosening my top button, I could breathe a little easier.